Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Last songs that the artists perform live before they died way too soon. Coming up with Sit and Spin. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A couple from our question, good or bad, what's happening more than once? Guys, I worked security in downtown Salt Lake City for 3 years. One gentleman used to have a pretty bad habit of smoking spice in the stairwell before proceeding to give himself a little pleasure. We caught him on four separate occasions. Every occasion, he'd become aggressive, get dragged out on his stomach by either ourselves or the police. Then the next week, he'd be right back doing the exact same thing in the exact same stairwell. He did this once a week for 4 weeks before he finally, we finally saw the pattern there. Good times. That from Nathan. What else do we have here? Guys. Howdy, gents. Marriage has happened more than once, not only to me, but also to my wife, Amy. Both have been married four separate times. I am her fourth husband. She is my fourth wife, which works out in her favor. Her favorite numbers are 4 and 8. Thanks for reading the email. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. As we move on to the emails. Guys, I want to give a big birthday shout-out to my wonderful wife, Kelsey. She was raised on KISW.
All right.
Can she get an OG fish sandwich, a bong rip, and the Dirty Germans for her last year in her 20s? Thanks, guys. That from the House of Russell Rockers.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, this reminds me of the old Deutschland poem that goes something like this. In the last year of your 20s, get D a plenty.
Yeah, said make sure you try all the different sizes, the shapes, and the colors of the rainbow. Or you could go old school and just watch a film in black and white.
But Jules, please give my big bro Eric some birthday love. He's 37. How about Coach Ted giving him some advice on how to celebrate while being on call today as an electrician? Maybe some dad jokes from Miles and a fart or two. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Elliot.
All right, 37. Well, I hate to tell you, Coach has just serious advice for you. If you're on call as an electrician, I'm assuming that's on call for the company, so we're going to have to wait. But that's okay. Not every time. You don't have to go crazy on the actual birthday. Just wait till the weekend. Then you could say it's my birthday weekend and use that. You have a great excuse to have a birthday weekend because you were on call during your actual birthday. But the last thing you want to do is be out having fun and have to go to work.
Yeah, right.
All right, Eric. Couple dad jokes. Did you guys know that not everyone thought that Cleopatra was beautiful?
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, but that's how Julius Caesar. What do you call a piece of corn in the military?
What do you call a piece of corn in the military?
Colonel.
Yep, yep.
What are dog biscuits made of?
Dogs?
Cauliflower. And to be honest, 9 months, that's really not that long, but for some, it is a maternity. Guys, want to send a big 45th happy birthday to my husband, Chris. He's been listening to you guys since the Buzz days. But since I forced him to Nevada, he keeps us using the Odyssey app. So thanks for braving Reno with me. We'll be back in Washington soon, hopefully, before you have to suffer another summer. So I want some green beans and you guys talking all over yourselves about how rad it is to live in the great state of Washington. Thanks, guys. That from Katie and baby Hugo.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Actually, as far as
I'm concerned, I think a lot of you have been here for 19 years.
I have successfully completed 49 rotations around the sun today. How about a Joey Chestnut, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about how I'm going to get some naughty time tonight. Thank you, guys. That from the old man without a plan, Craig.
Joey Chestnut! Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're getting some naughty time tonight for your birthday. I just hope that it's more than just you.
Yeah. You also find out if she was ever a sailor.
Gentlemen, please wish Sue the happiest 64th birthday ever. Cheers to a great 65th ahead. Give her some green beans. Love your show, guys.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green
bean. And one more for the birthdays. Pacholas, my brother and I want to give a shout out to our dad for his 65th. He's been there for us through thick and thin, has been a fantastic role model. Could have asked for a better father. Love you, Dad. And I hope you have a kick-ass day. Let's see here. How about some thrill shotgun gets? And what else? Talking all over yourselves about the joys of being retired and being able to travel. That from his sons, Jesse and Ryan. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
Dick!
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 All right, the joys of retirement.
Oh, I'm talking about it right now.
I'd wake up every morning and run one.
I have no idea what day it is.
And the good news is
they never actually
break
it
out.
It means absolutely every day is a vacation for them.
It's also, real quick, it's also my old man's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know how old he is? 61.
61.
All right.
What should we give him? Your penis is too small.
There you go.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Tara Daly. Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, I like your shirt. It has a bird on it. I'm also wearing a shirt with birds.
This is a Black Raven IPA shirt.
And mine is a chicken shirt, just a collection of chickens.
Ted, where's your bird shirt?
I got a Mickey Ward shirt, like a loser.
I bet my raven could eat all your chickens.
You're probably right.
Yes, yes.
Ah, those roosters are tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roosters are. They got T-Rex DNA.
Yeah.
Those facts.
Yeah. Do you think a T-Rex would be disappointed if you could bring it back, you know, and say, hey, these are your descendants?
Yes.
Like, seriously, chickens. Like, that's what you guys are?
Yes, they're delicious. Wrong.
You were cool in the movie, now we eat you.
Would you eat a T-Rex arm, you know what I mean? Delicious.
Meanwhile, don't mess with geese.
Oh,
no,
geese. Speaking of arms, how's the kid?
Tatum, next week. Cast comes off, baby.
All right.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay.
It's going to be nice, like, getting bonked in the head when we're lying in, like, on the couch with just, like, crushing the head. But, dude, she loves geese until she got close to one, and then she doesn't love geese anymore.
That's all it takes.
Dude, they're vicious.
They
suck. Remember running from them in Portland?
Did you?
You were there with me.
I wasn't sober.
No, you were not sober at all.
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember attacking the geese?
It was like 3:30 in the morning, and we decided just to approach the geese. Now, we were tripping, dude. But
you ran down the hill.
And then these things came after us, and we took off running.
Because I think you guys were just at the fountain swimming.
Yes. Well, we were staring at the water.
Yeah.
Right.
This doesn't sound normal.
Don't look at me. I'm cashed out by this point.
You don't remember this.
I remember not getting into the bars because Ted didn't have his ID.
Correct.
So then we went off to go look at the water, at the fountain.
And then we thought it'd be cool. Like, let's go mess with these geese. And then, like, two well, hours turned
a,
around.
There's a five-hour gap in between all this. God damn.
Little pop of shock.
You can't help. He don't remember a story for us, but you can't. You keep like, oh, yeah, it all happened that quickly.
I don't remember any of the geese.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Did they get us?
No. We hauled ass, bro. Like, we seriously, man, we were trucking.
You showed them. You're superior
damn right.
as a species.
I never wanted to relive this moment more than right now. Can we go back to Portland and make this happen again?
Taryn, I said we should rent. They had bicycles down there that you could rent like they have all over Seattle now. So we should rent some of those bicycles. And Steve says, no, we can't do that. And I said, why not? He says, because we'll drown.
It made sense to me.
And I looked at him.
I was
like,
going to ride into the water.
What world have you just entered? I said, do you want to rent a bicycle? And his response is, no, we'll drown. Okay.
Anyway. How is it that we're able to just function in society after hearing
this story? I
don't know.
I do not know.
Somehow we still pay our bills.
Yes. Okay, so today on Sit and Spin, it's a little morbid, but we have the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon. Now, what I'm assuming is that all of these songs are what the band closed the show with on
right.
their last tour.
Or they just walked off stage.
Yeah, they're not
done.
They didn't do a one-off.
Good enough.
Play this on the Tonight Show or anything like that.
This is like encore, like, you know, top of the list songs. Okay. I feel
or a member had a meltdown and walked off the stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So these are the last songs Ooh. Performed by rockers.
I think I know Cobain's. It's dark.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's on the list.
Number 10.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I had a ticket to Tom Petty's what ended up being his last tour, but I had to go to a wedding instead, and I didn't go.
I can't believe I missed that show.
I kick myself all the time.
The problem is, Thrill and I talk about it all the time, he came every summer to the Gorge. So it was always like, we'll just go next summer.
Catch
like Springsteen. It's like, I'll see him next time. I don't want to go on a Thursday night. Yeah.
And then he died.
Exactly like, what we said.
Damn it.
Yep.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died too soon.
Number 9. I'm bleeding out, digging deeper just to throw it away. I'm bleeding out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
I've learned a lot about Steve Nicks these past couple of months. I know that this is a song off of his favorite Linkin Park album.
Minutes to Midnight. I know most people are on Meteor or Hybrid Theory, but man, no, Minutes to Midnight.
Well, not to do this to the guy, but I mean, he also did a last song with Stone Temple Pilots.
That's true.
Oh, God, you're right.
Both of those bands, yeah. These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 8.
So good. This one kills me the most, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cornell, that's the one that crushed me.
That
absolutely
was
crushed me.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys get to see Soundgarden the last time they came to town?
Yeah.
That was such a great show.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that we get to see Saw Temple the Dog. I mean, we had a lot of good run there, man.
And then right after the show, those geese attacked us. It was bonkers.
Last song performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 7.
I'm actually surprised that this is their closing song.
Yeah, that surprises me a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Well.
Like, it's a great song, but I never would picture this one being like the last song that they play before their show is over.
Do we know for a fact that Scott Weiland did not have a meltdown and walk off the stage?
No.
Of all the artists, I feel like this could be the one.
This would be the guy.
You played with a band. You should have the answers to these questions.
I was on their Wikipedia page for like a half a minute. Somebody put me as a former member of the band.
Did you actually?
I was on Wikipedia. I thought that was the funniest thing ever. I played one song.
Scott Weiland's another one where like I saw him two or three times, thought he was awesome. I've also heard people been like, yeah, I saw him. It was the worst performance ever.
He was good with Velvet Revolver.
I think it just depended on the night.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number 6.
I taught my kid how to do the horns
double
up
horns.
The other day.
Yeah.
He got it.
You know, we interviewed him and asked him about it, and he goes, man, honest to God, it comes to represent heavy metal, rock and roll now. It's like, I got it from my grandmother because she would do that when she was mad at you. She wouldn't cuss. but it was kind of like her version of sign language for cussing. So you do something bad, and she'd throw up the devil horns at like him and his brothers and stuff when they were younger. We're like, so this big rock and roll moment is your grandmother. He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell people that, but there it is.
That makes it extra metal.
I swear to God, every single day when I had to walk in the studio and Rickard was on the air middays, he would have Leonard on the phone, and Leonard would request this song
every time.
Every single day. When I hear this song,
the only thing I think about is Leonard. Which is unbelievable.
It drives me nuts that that's my thought.
And I don't know if this is weird to anybody, but we talked to this guy we know named Warren, all right? And so I think it was Warren. Anyway, this dude was a neighbor of Ronnie James Dio. And we're like, what's that like? He goes, look, he's just a normal dude. So he says, I just remember I'm pulling into my driveway. Ronnie James Dio was mowing his lawn. He's wearing jorts.
Yeah.
And like, he just kind of waves to him. And he's like, I don't know, something about Ronnie James Dio wearing cut-off jean shorts. He's like, it just kind of blows your mind.
He had the legs for it, I bet.
These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number five.
This song does not get old to me.
Mm-mm.
No, you know, some songs you get sick of. Yeah. I'm like, this tune, I'm like, every time it's on, like, turn it up.
Just especially that chorus, man. When it's it all so awesome. I never got to see Lane, though, with Alice in Chains.
I did. I got lucky and saw him at Lollapalooza years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's where I saw him. And it was an awesome show.
My favorite moment with this song was when they got back together for that Tsunami Benefit show that happened. It's now the Showbox Soto. And they brought up a revolving door of different singers. And they brought up Maynard James Keenan to sing this song with them.
Oh, really?
Dude, nice. I'm not joking. When they hit that Jesus Christ chorus part, if you did not have goosebumps, you had tears in your eyes. Like, you look around the whole room.
That awesome.
It was just like this celebration. Like, holy crap, Alice in Chains is playing together again. And that's freaking Maynard singing this song. It was amazing.
Nice. Last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon. I'm sitting still.
Number four.
All right. I thought it was going to be the one from Unplugged.
Oh, God.
That sounds like, it's terrible.
Is it the Where'd You Sleep Last Night one? Or My Girl?
Yeah.
I don't think they played anything from Unplugged other than the Unplugged, right? Because MTV asked them to unplug. They said, look, man, none of our songs translate to this, so that's why they played all those covers.
I think About a Girl, they did that.
Did they? Okay.
And that was very good. But then, it was like Meat Puppets covers and like random songs as well.
David Bowie song.
Yep. With the accordion.
Right. These are the last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number three.
We all shall die.
Sorry.
Cliff Burton just dripping in a tuxedo, a Canadian tuxedo.
Oh, yeah. With the bell bottoms.
Yes.
Canadian tuxedo.
You a big Cliff Burton fan, Thrill? You being a bassist?
Well, actually, one of my best friends, I met him. School just started. He is listening to Metallica on a Walkman, as it was back in the day. And he's just banging his head, right? I said, dude, do you listen to Metallica? He's like, yeah, what's it to you? I said, I'm just asking, like, Metallica, did you hear that Cliff Burton died? He's like, bull ass. I said, I swear to God, Cliff Burton died. Now, this is pre-cell phone. So the school day has not started. This is homeroom. He's like, you got a quarter? I'm like, yeah. Give him a quarter. He disappeared all day. Anyway, when I see him at the end of the school day, he's like, yeah, I went out to make a phone call. That's why I wanted the quarter. I called around, talked to a guy that confirmed that, in fact, Cliff Burton had died. I'm like, so you missed an entire day of school? Yeah, what's it to you? So, no problem. We were best friends after that. By the way, do you know how he actually died? The worst part about this, right?
I know, so it was on the tour bus, right? I
thought it was underneath the bus.
Yeah, right.
In Sweden, I believe.
And he went through the window, and the bus fell on top of him. They get the rest of the band out. He's still alive, so they bring him like a crane or tow truck, whatever you do to lift the thing. It slipped out of the coupling and fell back on him. He was alive, but don't laugh.
Wow. I'm not trying to laugh.
He went through the window and the bus landed on him. They get the rest of the band out there watching. They're like, Cliff, you're going to be all right. They start lifting this thing up. That thing slips out and drops back on his ass, and that's what killed him.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
I know, dude.
I don't know if I need to know that.
I'm sorry. The first time I heard it, I was like, what?
Yeah. Terrence all my entire day thrill.
It's terrible. I know, man.
Terrence got chickens on her. Sure.
Yay! Number two. Randy Rhoads, arguably one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Like, wait a minute, how's he still alive?
Randy Rhoads. Okay, we're playing Black Sabbath, and I'm like,
do I need a quarter?
I know Ozzy's still alive, right?
I'll leave for the day.
Mix, grab a quarter. Confirm this.
Bro, okay. Do you have the intimate details of Randy Rhoads' death?
He was on a crop duster plane.
Yes, this is even
more.
God.
No, no. Have you heard this?
Yes.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, you're going to hear it.
Look, chickens.
So... He's not the pilot, but it's just him and the pilot on the plane, like a crop duster. Ozzy's on the tour bus, back to a tour bus. They want to buzz the tour bus, just to F with Ozzy. I believe they clipped the bus. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the plane crashes, and that's how he died.
It's true.
Boy. So once again, Ozzy was there to see that. Metallica saw their boy go down. Like, these are not awesome stories, man.
But the last song he played was Paranoid.
That's right.
Last songs performed by rockers who died way too soon.
Number one.
All right, go ahead and tell
him. Thrill?
What did he choke on?
I thought we were doing a plane. Like, I don't know. Are we going to talk about the Big Bopper and Frankie Valli?
You know how John Bonham died, right?
John Bonham. Was it? No, he got, pissed drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he choke on his pee too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he choked on his own vomit.
Damn.
Yes. They're not sure whose vomit it was. It's kind of hard to Robert Plant's.
But let me bring the room up a minute.
Okay.
Whole Lotta
Chickens.
Love is reportedly the best tempo to make love. So next time you're making love,
don't
just
think
put
about
that song
John
in your
Bonham
head.
Choking.
Do that song.
Maybe for what you like.
You know. You guys have Black Crowes and Breaking Benjamin and Staying tickets on the program.
I don't
this
feel
week.
Very sexual after hearing about Metallica. I don't think I'm going to have sex for the next year.
This is the rhythm that I like. Yeah. I mean, popular rhythm.
Crank it up. You ready to make love?
We got to do it or what?
I got a whole lot of it.
Shot of the day is coming up. Thank you, guys. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our count of minutes will drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research shows that influencers glamorizing motherhood on social media are making new moms miserable in real life.
I think new moms should be smart enough to know that the influencers are doing their influencer thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're a mom, especially a new mom, you're in the same situation as pretty much any other new mom, at least with regards to your kid. Right? So the influence, they spend everything's awesome. And look, I'm a parent. And if you ask me, I will tell you, and I mean it, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. You've never known love like this. If you say, well, what's the bad part? It would take me longer.
Well, and yeah. I agree with you on that, but it's also kind of the problem that we have with social media is that it's only showing you the best parts of everything, and especially yeah. with these influencers who are now cutting these videos. Basically, they are not just showing you the great parts of motherhood, but they're showing you just how easy it is for them. They're, you know, how they're able to just construct all these you know, meals throughout the day, how they're able to take care of their kids and get everything done throughout the day and also do their projects. And
oh, yeah, they're lying.
They're absolutely lying.
Honestly, I do feel like if you're a parent and you see one of these, you're like, I love your editing. You did a great job, blah, blah, blah. There's right. no effing way that is how your world works. Right?
Yeah, yes. I mean, a lot of them are young, though, too.
Sure.
So it's just hard.
Right.
And there's people I respect in my life who, you know, a few years ago were like, I had to get off Facebook. Found myself, and I'm like, you? And they're like, yeah. I mean, social media is still relatively newer.
It is.
It's going to take a while to see kind of the psychological stuff that's going on.
Absolutely.
But, you, I mean, Thrill, I don't disagree with you, but I think it's just hard for people to realize, like, that's not real. And I mean, didn't one of the mommy influencers just go to prison for, like, terrible stuff she was doing to her kids?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it's like, look, I do, if you're not a parent, or maybe if you're pregnant and you see this, you're going to believe something about it. Talk to all your parent friends. The truth of what they say is pretty much how it is.
Right. Yeah, and, like, look, motherhood, pregnancy, as I got older, I had enough friends with their family or just females I knew that lost children that it's just, unfortunately, it's common, but it's just, I don't know how you bring it up. It's not spoken of, but it's very hard on women. And, like, nobody yeah. talks about it. I don't know if they talk about it with each other, but it's like all that stuff is just psychological warfare on women. It's
100%,
very hard.
Dude. 2/3 of Americans grapple with guilt from going out to eat.
About what they ate or the money or just in general?
I think it's in general. I think it's a mixture of everything in there.
Right. I could have cooked something, but I didn't.
You can't do everything. No. Some nights you're like, you know what? I'm not cooking. I'm tired.
Bro. No, we were determined Sunday night. We are going to make a good dinner. That's what we're going to do. That was the plan all day Sunday. Had to do a bunch of stuff with the kids. We did this, that, and the other. We get to about 6 o'clock, like, heaven sent chicken. Yep. That, seriously, man. I mean, all
sounds
day
good
we're talking about it. Like, right. Let's do that.
I did it Saturday.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of stuff to do. The whole plan was to crock pot something because Formula One was going to be on Saturday night for a change. I'll tell you what, that Domino's hit the spot, though.
Damn straight. Yeah. That's
thin crust.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we got.
they have great pizza.
They do. And my buddy was like, man, this is really good. I was like, it's my go-to.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Just like, yeah, this is easy.
There's a man in New York City paying $1,100 per month to live in an apartment that is 95 square feet.
Because he's in, I'm assuming, Manhattan.
Okay. How big is 95 square feet? I mean, what is that, a bathroom?
They compare it to a parking lot.
Look, if you can live in a van.
A parking spot.
A parking space, yeah.
I mean, probably easier to live in a van because you can go out.
There's a lot of people that, like, I live in my car not because I'm broke in Manhattan. I'm just saying, like, I live in my car because I actually have more space. I don't have a roommate. My sister-in-law, Ted, the one that you visited out there, she lived in Manhattan for a while, right? She's living the dream. And she spent as much on rent as I spent on mortgage. The difference was there were two. There was a bathroom, then there's a living room, kitchen, bedroom, and then something that she called a bedroom. And I'm like, that's actually a closet. She's like, I know it's a closet, but so now she lives in Brooklyn. It's still super expensive, but not as bad. She's like, I have my own bedroom. Like, I can physically leave the living room and go to a different room to go to bed.
Right. Something that I've kind of been molding myself here in the past few years is just getting better at certain basic skills because, you know, inevitably I found myself just a little bit too dependent on the luxuries that we have and the convenience of everything. So I need to get back to basics, right? Because at some point the grid's going to go down. And when it does, we need to be able to get the flow for that. Yeah.
All right.
I haven't been going through a crisis at all. In fact, I got an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Important skills you'll need if the power goes out for weeks. First things first, take the plates off of your vehicle. Cover it, and I mean cover it in mud. Change your appearance. You'll need a ski mask and all black clothes. A truck is preferred. Stop at a gas station or home improvement store. Take all the full propane containers. Acquire a camping stove. Get your hands on some canned food. Canned food only. Mm. Next stop, the liquor store. Don't be greedy. Just get what you need and add on 20% just to be safe. Oh, and you should probably get a couple bottles of water.
That would also help. So these are...
that's all of his plans for Wyoming.
That's a fact. So these are important skills that you'll need if the power goes out for weeks. Miles, I'm sure that you already have your entire handbook.
I swear to God, we were just talking about this outside during the commercial break and had no idea.
No kidding.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, seriously.
We really were.
Like, what were you talking about?
I was thinking about getting a generator for my solar panel.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was our conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basic skills being like clothing and insulation. Basic sewing skills will help extend the life of your clothing, so it's a good idea to have a sewing kit that includes needles, thread, safety pins, and scissors, and also just a basic understanding of how to put things back together.
That's when my wife comes in handy.
That's
like,
facts.
Baby, I've never sewed anything.
Yeah, I've never sewed anything. I do have a needle and thread.
Yeah. There was one time I was doing an auction. It was down in Portland, I believe. And I was in tuxedo. I was all ready to rock and roll before the auction. We had gone through the meeting. Everything's all fine. I bent over to pick something up. My back just blew out of my pants. And so I was immediately in the bathroom in there. I spent the entire prep time in there trying
sewing
my best.
Your ass together.
That was my first time actually sewing something together.
How did you do?
It did not open back up for the rest of the
okay.
night.
And
all right, hey, job accomplished.
That's right. Yeah. It worked for the couple of hours that I needed it to.
Also good to have a little sewing kit in your dob kit that you travel with.
Yes.
Because that's when you really need it.
100%. I don't know where in the world you get them. Probably Amazon, but...
No, you can buy them on the... They have a hanging rack at, like, Bartell.
Okay.
So, like, where you find your little shampoos.
Oh, yeah.
They have a little one of those with the nail clippers.
Gotcha. Okay. Bartering and negotiation. Items that are likely to be high in demand during a power outage include food, water, filters, and fuel. This could be used for a bartering for things that you need or help with projects. Building trust within your community is essential to it, ensuring honest and reliable trade.
I offer my sex. Yeah. and we're going to start
bartering with trade.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Oh, Lordy. Waste management. Again, these are useful skills that you'll need in case the power goes out for weeks. You may benefit from building a compositing toilet to manage human waste hygienically, according to Home Biogas. All you need is for the simplest model of a DIY composting toilet is a structure similar to a wooden box that enables you to add a toilet seat over a 5-gallon bucket that you bury in the ground.
I think when the S hits the fan, my main concern will be like, are we being economic or environmentally friendly?
Well, and at that point, it's like, as long as you're putting it in nature, I don't give a damn. Like, I also hold that for, like, when you're walking your dog out in nature.
Yeah, pooping next to a tree.
Right. Keep it off the beaten path so nobody accidentally steps in it, but put it into a bush out there in the side. All right, I don't
care. The bush will thank you.
Exactly. Don't worry, it'll grow great. Navigating skills. There you go, Miles. Without access to digital navigation, you can use a map and compass for basic navigation, including planning routes and scoping out your local area.
My grandfather had a map of every state on the East Coast in his glove compartment.
All right.
He also had an atlas in the back.
Yes.
So when we drive, he would hand me the different maps from the states. Also demanded that they be folded perfectly when he...
Oh, my God.
That was my father.
That's very difficult to do.
Yes.
My father would give the maps to my brother because if you had to pick out of the two of us to help guide you, he is the better choice. But when it came to folding those maps, man... My brother would go into this cold panic, right? And the two of us would try to do it, and it did not matter what we did not do it right. And my father made it very clear. God damn it!
Yeah.
When you put the lines in the map, now we can't see this part of the highway.
From a scouting standpoint, though, I geeked out on topographical maps
yes!
of hiking trails.
You
to see
still
where the
do?
Element. Yeah, because the lines were so close, I'm like, don't walk over here.
Exactly.
That's a cliff.
Right.
Yeah. Look, it's just like it says on the paper.
It's so tight. I follow like 3 map accounts just on Twitter.
Map account?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Well, some
I think they're fascinating.
Yes, and some are just like old maps. Like, you always hear about different empires and this and that.
Sure.
Like, sometimes it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You're right. It's nerd stuff. But I'm with Miles. I still like it. I still
No, I get it. You surprise me every day.
And to take
I like drug smugglers.
And
I'm on the map thing.
Yeah,
like,
and to take a compass and orient that map,
yeah.
to orientate it, and to put it in the right position.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know why I geeked out on that as a kid, but I did. I was like, aha.
Important skills you'll need.
I know.
You ever just check the compass on your phone? Just
yes.
check it.
Yes, I do.
Or in your car.
We're facing south southwest. It doesn't matter.
That's why the sun's in your eyes right now.
Yeah, I do, man. I absolutely do.
Important skills you'll need if the power goes out for weeks. This is one that they don't talk about a whole lot, but mental resilience. You can manage your stress levels by using strategies such as mindfulness, deep breathing exercises, and maintaining social connections. Keeping a routine will also help to provide a sense of normality and control in uncertain times.
Yeah, also say this, together. You have bigger fish to fry if the power goes out. There's a severe situation for the most part.
If it's out that long, yeah.
You have a hurricane, you have an ice storm, you have flooding. I mean, there's bigger fish to fry. You're going to be busy the entire day.
But when they, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you guys will, but when they were making the movie Castaway, they were basically asking, what are the bare essentials that Tom Hanks needs to be able to survive on this island? And that is why Wilson was a character, because they were like, he needs companionship. I don't care if it's an invisible friend that he's talking to. He needs to have somebody basically there to keep his brain in check.
I'll bring my Squishmallow.
There you go. Man, you will befriend that doggone thing.
Yeah. If you lost it, you would be devastated.
Right.
You know what? I do keep a football in the trunk.
There you go.
What would you name your football?
Spalding.
Tutty.
Tutty.
Tutty. All right.
Tutty.
Ted's already playing for the apocalypse. His name will be Tutty, yeah.
I keep a football and a 12er in my trunk, unopened, just in case. You never know when a tailgate's going to break out.
But then who's the one prepared?
Yeah, exactly. Look, fellas, I got old Tutty and a 12er.
Rounding it up here, just in case, just before we get to the front there, we got gardening and foraging, water purification, fire making, basic first aid.
I do have a life straw.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so I could suck water out of puddles.
Exactly.
Or toilets.
No
hey,
kidding.
When you're that thirsty, whatever. I will say this, your Boy Scout training will come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the event of the apocalypse.
You're damn right it will.
I got a rack of lighters.
You see that knot? That's a boolean.
I can tie a knot. I survive. But then, of course... According to this site, the number one important skill that you'll need if the power goes out for weeks, candle making.
Oh, that makes sense.
Candle making is a simple way to create light and a heat source for evenings. Outdoor Life says, quote, all you need to make candles is wax, a heat source for melting the wax, plant fiber wick material, and a container.
I got this. Candle buying beforehand.
Indeed.
Where does one acquire wax?
It's a good question,
Out of
Ted.
Your ears.
That's right.
Yeah. Bees. I don't know where you go to get
wax. All right, because I'm like, yeah, I fathom how candles work, but like, where do I get the wax?
I got to assume they'd like knock over a beehive.
They're going to be pissed,
but then you can give them the power.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Knocking over a beehive is the first thing I'm going to do.
Go knock over the beehive, Mike.
I got it. I'm going to get honey and wax.
Yeah, I'm going to knock over a bank first.
A family in Missouri had SWAT burst into their home, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why did SWAT bust in their home?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant in line for Profile. This is 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.